Hello. Hello. Hi, everyone. Oh, my head, I siao eh. Ay. Today is a last minute live because I supposed to do live like on tomorrow. Supposed to do live tomorrow, but then I realized tomorrow I need to put up auto place review ah. Ayo, so I don't have yeah, so I just realized there's so many new launches review that I haven't done. So I rushed to do Lindenwood. So those people who saw me at Lindenwood yesterday, they were quite surprised. They saw me in the show flat. Then about 4 hours later, the whole review is out. And then I realized I don't have enough time to do auto place. And I decided to put the review for auto place tomorrow. So 明天, so tomorrow I'll do auto place. I'm doing the editing now. So talking about auto place, for those people who love EC, the brand new EC is good for if you are first timer lah. Oh, because I said many times, if you are already a HDB or EC upgrader, Hutton's make PowerPoint about me. Hey, I want to know. Hey, come on, come on. I like gossip, but please tell me what they talk about me. Hey. They got say I handsome or not? Anyway, let's go back to auto place. Yeah, for those people who like EC, as I say, EC is a very good start for if you are a young couple lah. Wow, this is what? IG ah. Hello, IG. What's
Heaven
up?
lah.
Oh, heaven ah. Oh, sorry. I'm doing IG live. Yay! Hi. Sorry ah, my hair a bit siao because supposed to do some work. Never thought of doing live. Okay, so I want to repeat what I shared just now on YouTube and on IG. Thanks for coming on live. I it, this is a last minute live I want to do because I forgotten that I need to do a lot of reviews and I don't have enough days to do review. And I push tomorrow's live. So by right, the live should be tomorrow. So I push it to today so that tomorrow I'll do auto place EC review and then the. Yeah, so talking about EC, it's very good for people who are like you are very young, less than 30 years old. If you are less than 30 years old, it's your first property. I think EC is a very, very good start. But however, in the auto place review, I also share that you are one of the sway people who are buying EC, brand new EC. Okay, I'm talking about brand new EC, not second-hand EC. Okay, second-hand EC, those more than 5 years are all considered as condo. So that's okay. If you choose the right one, you can make your money. Talking about brand new EC like Auto Place, the maximum, okay, so it is the price that you are getting in now is like 1,700 plus per square feet. Although this is harmonization, so you minus 5% to get the old calculation, is still considered quite high compared to those people who have bought earlier on. So even Auto Place, if you look at how much Novo Place sold like your neighbor just 8 months ago, you can see that they're really buying quite high price ah. But many of you supported the price, and that's the reason Novo Place sold like 99.9% sold. So and this upcoming new launch Auto Place is the almost if I'm not wrong, it's the last one in the upcoming big transformation Tengah. So you suck thumb to buy ah, because that's the last plot. Okay, so in this Auto Place video. Which I'm going to upload tomorrow is instead of saying, oh, auto place sibei good lah, very good lah, 8 years later after MOP, you'll make how much money? I will do some alternative things that you can do instead of going into EC. And the downside of going EC is okay, the good side is you will make money. So don't worry, whatever you buy, you hold for 8 years, you will make your money. But unfortunate thing about getting into a brand new EC right now is you are the sway kia because the combined income right now is 16,000. So government hasn't changed the income cap. So previously, when they changed from 14,000 to 16,000 income cap, the price of the property is the EC price is still very cheap. Today, I just realized because I just did auto place review, I haven't upload. I just realized the maximum loan that you can get as super young lah, less than 35 years old lah, maximum income 16,000, commitment very little you still can only take about 1 million loan only, and that means if you work backwards, if you can only take 1 million loan, the price you can buy is about 1.34 million. You know how I get 1.34? So you divide, so 1 million divided by 0.75%. So the maximum purchase price before you top up is 1.34 million. And today, so special, the starting price, is already more than 1.34 million. Yes. So, yeah, lor. So, you are the very unfortunate people because you need to down a lot on your brand new EC. But if you have sponsorship from your Hua Kui parents, they borrow a lot of money to show fund, or they have a lot of funding from their parents to down a lot of money, then that's good for you. But to me, if my parents give me so much money to show fund or give me so much sponsorship, I buy private radio. Okay, so tomorrow's AutoPlace review is yes. All new launch EC makes money, but to make it more interesting, I'll share with you with that kind of down payment for a brand new EC. What are the alternative property they can look at, and yet you and the potential of making money faster than having just one EC. Yeah, so I'm gonna add that in for tomorrow. And then now let's talk about some gossip. Because got one person on YouTube say Hutton's make PowerPoint about me. So I say hey, I want to hear it. So got one person say Wayne, hi. Wayne say Hutton's only make money when people buy their property. Yeah, correct lah. So you see all the, to be fair, property agencies, they make money when you buy new launches, you buy, sell, renting properties, they will make money at agency, so which is fair. But I think today consumer must be very careful lah, because there are so many products out there, like insurance. You know, insurance, there are so many products. So as a consumer, I need to know what I want. Like example, I want to cover like death, critical illness. These are the very important thing that to protect my asset. So same thing. So I will give instruction to my agent or my trusted agent, which is my very good friend. So I tell them, I just want to cover this amount of money. Just tell me how much. Tell me what you recommend, and the age to the dose 99 years type, not the what, oh, I only protect you until age 60 or 75. Those are boo boo shitty policies. Because right now I think most people live longer, so I think how to protect asset is very important. Okay, that's that side. Okay, so talking about the property market, there's so many products now, there are a lot of resale properties, there's a lot of upcoming new launches. So doesn't mean all new launches make money, because in the last 3 years, and we all know that for the last 3 years, 2022 to 2025 today, 2022, whatever you buy, you should make money to today, but not true, because some of you even buy some shitty properties, shitty new launches, and you compare to good resale property. Good resale property still make more than your shitty new launches, ma. So, So every time when you talk to agent and the marketing agent of the project will say, oh, this is very good, nothing is no good. Be selective in what you hear, because if I am promoting a product, I must say the good. No one will say the bad one. Except Eric Chu. Because I'm not a property agent, so I can talk any shit I want. I can share all my opinions because I am not licensed, so I can just share openly. I understand some property agents, they can't say as crazy as me because they are not supposed to. They need to beautiful their words. To your Hua Kui leader, shit means shit. It's either creme de la creme or shit de la shit. Okay, so there's only two. One is very good, one is very bad. So, of course, upcoming, most agents actually look up to me. Thank you. Don't look up to me. Just go and buy your good property. You make a lot of money. You have learned from my video. You make a lot of money for your own self. I'm more than happy for you. So that's the best testimony that I can have from you lah, huh? Okay, then moving forward, later I'll talk about cooling measure. I still got one thing I'll talk about. Okay, so I know upcoming, many of you are interested in the what River Valley property. I don't even know what's the name. I only know this name called Robertson Opus. Is it called Opus? 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 I don't know why such name. I already thought of the name, but I don't dare to tell you now because wait, I scared you will make use of my name and you make fun of the project. But anyway, if you know up to now, you will know from the River Valley property and the Robertson property, you will know that Eric will like which one. Eric like the best one. Okay, wait. My hair like siao, sorry. Make it Hamson first. Hamson. Yeah. As I said, this is an impromptu life. I wanted to go and do my work and sleep already. Okay. Upper House. Okay, sorry. What's the is it called Promenade Peak or what? Is it? I don't know. I forgot. If I'm not wrong, correct me if I'm wrong. I know the River Valley got Promenade. Got what? River Green or River Park? Then Upper House and Simi. And you got what? One more. Opus. Okay, so all of these four. I like two of them. My favorite. Best. I love it. Oh, my dream is to buy there. Oh, then can walk to shopping mall. You still got people ask me about Lindenwood. Hey. Hello, brother, sister, Hua Kui. I just done the review. So I want to add on a bit on Lindenwood. Since you have, some of you have watched my video, I want to add on something that I give such a good rating is due to the price. I felt that the price, the entry price was good because CapitaLand give, because the land price they bought them cheap. So I think they have also got good heart. I mean, doesn't mean they buy cheap, they will sell cheap. So they are good developers whereby like Ori is by who I've gotten? CDL, CDL. So they bought the land price at 1,003 plus, but their launch price is lower than expected, which I respect them for that. Oh, and talking about this 1,003 plus per square feet thing, you see, I keep jumping around because whatever I think I just shared. So talking about 1,300 plus land price, and Ori was city fringe land price, and now Lorong Chuan. If you have watched my YouTube shorts, I just uploaded one shot that I just shared that I saw the H prop shared that Sing Holding and somebody bought Trump Park, Trump Grove for 1,376 per square feet. And then I remember I told Trump Park people, if you buy into Trump Park, you just pray out the next land, which is Trump Grove, is sell at a higher price. If they sell at a lower price, then you may not make as much. So I think thousands of Trump Park buyer, I think they have sold like 84-85%. So 85% of that kind of size are 800 over people times their spouse. They got 1,600 to 2,000 people pray. Oh, let's hope Trump Grove land price very expensive. Okay, so you got it. Congratulations. Sing Holdings got it at 1,376 per square feet, which is 9.6% higher than 9.6% higher than Chuan price on block price. Chuan land on block price. Yeah. So then, okay. So that's one more thing I want to share. So high land price doesn't translate to high new launch price. It's possible. High, they buy high, sell high, correct? But as I say, there are cases they buy high, sell low. There are cases they buy low, sell high. So at the end of the day, it still comes back to the launch day of the launch price on the launch day. Okay, then we talk about cooling measure. Then I answer your question because I'm all over the place. I've forgotten. I scared I missed my train of thoughts. Okay, talking about four years, the cooling measure from 3 years to 4 years. And these are some of the new questions that I heard from my today consultation. I do consultation every day. So I got people nowadays they don't want to go, they just want to come to my one-to-one consultation straight so that I can tell them what to do, what to buy, what to target price, what to shortlist, what type of property. I will guide them all the way until they buy. Okay, so they will say, Eric, so what is happening? So what will be the change? What will be the impact to the current property market? Okay, so this 4 years SSD seller stamp duty thingy is not new because I kena 4 years before. So that is when I bought my Bartley Ridge penthouse during, don't buy penthouse. So I bought my Bartley Ridge penthouse in the year 2013. 是吗? 对哦. We bought in 2013, and that's the time where any properties you buy between 2011 to 2017, you kena the 4 years SSD. So it's not new. So those days, what we do, we buy and noa 4 years. Then if we want to rent, we rent out. If not, we sell on the fourth year mark. So got people ask me, Eric, so since it has changed to 4 years, should we still sell on the third year and kena the 4% SSD on the fourth year? No lah. If you want to contribute to nation building, you want to make Singapore cleaner, you can go ahead to do lah. But just keep for 1 year, one year won't die one. Okay, so Okay, I got people I saw some of your question. It's quite interesting. Later then I read out your question. okay, so going back, so what's the impact? Okay, everyone, this is the most important part of the video. The impact of the 4 years is if you were to choose shitty property, the shit dealer shit property, the pain point and the regret is you need to wait for 4 freaking years of your life in order to sell for a loss. I repeat, this is the worst feeling if you kena the 4 years SSD now. So it's not about, oh, I need to keep for 4 years. No, everyone. The noise right now is, oh, you need to call. No, it's not about keeping your 4 years. Buying a property, you can keep a long time. The key thing about buying property is to buy as soon as possible. You got hear people talk, oh, I bought this property in 2005. Straight away, you know what? These fellas, Si Bei Hua Kui, Giant Hua Kui, 2005. If they buy a good property, 2005, they hua until sell already. Don't talk about 2005. You talk about buying a good resale property just 5 months ago. You minimally already make 50 to about maybe 80,000 already. So don't talk about 2005. So it's all about the entry of the property. Entering, which year? The earlier, the better. It's not about, I need to keep for 4. Of course, lah. You can keep for 3 or 4. You can keep for 10 years as long as it's a good performing property. So the worst of all is I got people, unfortunately, they bought a lousy property. And they come for consultation. So I tell them, anyway, you have bought a shitty one. Don't worry. You just need to wait until your SSD is up, maybe 2 years later. Then you sell and just move on. You know, when you buy wrong thing, it's like, ah, 算了啦. The 3 years is rubbish. Let's restart. So the good thing is they can restart 3 years. Now imagine you buy a shitty one and you fail to, and you want to be stubborn, don't want to learn, and you want to just, oh, okay lah, I don't want to go to Eric's program. I think I know everything. Okay, oh, go and buy. And if it's, I'm someone that I'm so happy if you tell me you have made a lot of money from any kind of investment. You buy stocks, you make money, you buy your Corgi coin, your Bitcoin, you make money. I am very happy for you. I am not a salty cai tao gui that say, oh, you buy Bitcoin, you make money. No, I'm not that kind of person. I am more than happy if you have made money, you have grown your wealth, you have put in risk, you put in your hard-earned money, and you make money, I'm very happy for you. So you make any money from any of your investment, even overseas property, I am more than happy for you. So that's the reason. Every time when I see people coming to me, they bought in the best time, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, they bought during COVID times, they bought at the best time, and they make shitty money. Or they don't make any money. Wow, it's quite sad, yeah. So that's why, guys, if you don't want to be such people, to be affected by this new cooling measure, and you want to spot, don't say spot, you want to buy the right property that you can buy, hold for 4 years, hold for 5 years, and you continue to have good rental and good appreciation, please come to my webinar on Thursday. Thursday is a brand new live webinar. I'm going to share everything again. I'm going to share what's the strategy if you're going to buy a good property. And this time, instead of 3 years, give me ROI for 3 years, I will give you example, real life example. If you keep for 4 years, actually, what kind of rubbish? If it's a good property, what is the difference if you sell on the 3rd year and 4th year? The difference is you make more money on the 4th year. Good properties are like that. Okay, very good example. We talk about good properties. Okay, talk about Penrose. Everyone know Penrose. If you sold 3rd year and you sold now, which is more than 4 years after you buy, I believe you make more now. So this is to share with you that good properties do appreciate over time. Wait. Got no battery. I scared. Why no battery? Yeah, so that's the reason I want to tell everyone that it is the buying property is to enter as soon as possible. You enter the right one, but then you sell 4th year later. Why do you want to care? What will be the impact? The impact is if you buy a shit one, gone shit for 4 years, guys. 4 years is macam like if you stay healthy, if you live for 80 years old, 4 years is 5% of your life, My math 不错啊. 5% of your life. You lose 5% of your life buy a shitty property. Then in the end, what you do? You blame your agent. Oh, my agent very bad. Come on, don't blame everyone. It's your fault. It's your fault lah. Always blame yourself. Why you blame other people? Then the agent never point your gun. Hey, she cannot buy it. Never right. So that's why today's market. I think my reputation quite good lah. All my one-to-one make a lot of money. So that's the reason I want to really encourage. I already pinned the webinar link on the top left or top right corner. Go and click in, register. It's a brand new webinar I'm going to share. But the whole important thing is good properties continue to appreciate. But you may think that, oh, maybe due to the 4 years SSD, market may change. Okay, good enough. But you see, the strategy I always share is we always buy in areas that has demand. We won't buy in the areas with no demand. So these are some of the exit strategy whereby you will be learning the program. So once you learn all the fundamentals, you will know with this strategy, you can make money for the entire life. A property, property investment is like not something new. It has been like donkey 100, 200 years. Property is still one of the things that you should have in your property, in your portfolio. And then I think I take some question. Today 9:52. Okay, I take some question. Blah 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 blah. Okay, whatever Trunk Grove is sold, so every time you saw a land that is sold recently, the new launch will be 1 year later. So Trunk Grove next year, Bayshore sold this year, launch next year, Lakeside sold this year, launch next year. 还有什么? Blah blah blah. Okay, then I got people say, oh, agent talk shit about me. I'm okay one. You know, guys, you know my background. I started from nothing. If people talk shit about me, I think I'm quite blessed because at least they know me. You know, last time when I got no money, who the hell is Eric Chiu? Now they say, oh, Eric Chiu. Okay, at least they know my name. I don't even know them. I always believe if you are doing well, sure got people talk bad about you. So that's fine. I'm okay. Yeah. And so I got very nice. Ross Linda say, ignore the noise. Eric, some agents are bloodsucker. It's okay. Relax. I'm fine. That's not a reason. That's not an impact. Okay. So now, got people say that, but lose a year of going for upgrade. What? Why? What do you mean by lose a year for upgrade? Oh, okay, okay. I think I understand. So what you mean is previously I can buy a 3-bedder. 3 years I sell, I can upgrade to a 4-bedder. But the good news, if it's a performing project, the 3-bedder will continue to grow on the 4th year. Likewise, the 4-bedder will continue to grow. So you will sell on the 4th year and you will make more money from the 3-bedder, but you'll entry higher for a 4-bedder. But if you know how to spot good value property, then you can still continue to make your money, man. So everyone, I just want to share with you, you are not the first batch of people who kena the 4 years. You are not the first. Previously, my times is already 4 years. I kena the 3 years, then 4 years, then 3 years. Everyone, I kena the 3 years, then 4 years, then 3 years, then 4 years. Correct, right? 3-4, 3-4. I already how many rounds already? So I started investing in 2009, 几年 now? 16 years. So relax lah. I tell you what's the real impact. The real impact is if government come out, okay, even the first property or ABSD. That one I can tell you, GG. Tell you all to buy, don't want to buy. Then now got 5% there, everyone crying. These are some of the crazy impact, but not too good for the economy lah. I mean, you are Singaporean, you shouldn't be penalized for buying your first property. So there shouldn't be ABSD. Shouldn't lah, but how we know? But as I say, anyone who buys early, they are always the lucky one. So remember this this code remember my hair like siao. Okay, so remember every time anyone who buys before you, they are always the lucky one. Previously, no ABSD. Previously, you can take a lot of loan. Previously, no this, no that. They can do a lot of different things. So today, getting harder and harder, challenging, getting more and more challenging due to because property is a good market. If it's if it's a not a good market, there will not be any cooling measure. So that's the reason our government is not going to do this, do that, just to crash the market. So that's the reason if you buy in a good country. That's why foreigners like to buy in good country. But they very sad, they kena 60%. Okay, so I take some question. Just take note, webinar live on Thursday, 9 p.m. It's a brand new webinar. I'm going to think of all the last time, 4 years, how much they make, or the recent those 4 years, how much they make. Yes, it's free. The webinar is free. You want to pay me money also can, but it's free. So I'm going to talk all the story to psycho you to buy property lah. Oh. So today, I think you are watching the video. Today I got one new member consultation. And this I saw the asset. So before they come for consultation, I have seen how much money you have. I will tell you what I can do for your portfolio. It's not that you come and see me, then I tell you what you can do. No. It's you send me, I will tell you what you can do. Then you think, oh, okay, I think what Eric like is something that I want to do. Then you come. Okay, so after the person come, then I say, oh, why you never buy property? So this person got a lot of money, fully paid the property, got a lot of money, but didn't buy property for like the past 8 years. So I asked, what? Yeah, 8 years is a long time. So why you suddenly thought of buying? You know, from don't want to buy 8 years, it's already a habit. Don't buy. Or a fixed mindset. Don't buy. But so I tell you, so why buy? Why buy now? Why? I'm very curious, ma. Because to me, all my people around me is buy property. Buy. These are the people in my, who I mix with. We are all sell our property. So that's why everyone of us got property. Everyone of us got private. We have maxed out our one property quota. And plus, everyone can only buy one. Just whack it. Just whack and just noah. So I asked him and this couple, so what you suddenly want to do? He said, we saw your video, then we come along. I said, really? My video is so powerful. Say, yeah, lah, because we keep watching, and after that we felt that age is catching up. They are still young, they are 40 plus. Why every time you are 40 plus and you say you are old, you are weird, yeah. So I say you are young, eh? There are so many runway to go. Just make use of your runway and turn it into money. Lah. Yeah, so they say, oh, suddenly want to come. So I'm very happy because they can buy now. So I give them. So all the consultation people, if you are my one-to-one person here, if you are today, you can buy. I'm going to give you 1 month time to buy. I don't want you to I don't know why you take so long, because I got people who are the garang one. They can buy in 1 week or they can buy in 1 month. There are some noa 1-3 years after I come back to me, Eric. Sorry, because of my family problem, I say, sorry, I don't want to hear your CV problem, but I can only tell you money can solve a lot of problems. So never mind. Since you have never done for 3 years, never mind, let's do something today. Yeah, I feel very sad for them, because past 3 years, good property increased 300-400k for one. And two of them missed 3 years, missed 400 times two, 800 to a million. But they never mind lah. Okay, so now, should buy big units now with the new SSD? Okay, everyone, as I say, you don't mix up with the new SSD. You buy good property is the key. You buy big units starting from 3 beta. Okay, as I say, I'm not a fan of 1 and 2 because the game has changed. The trend has changed after COVID. 1 and 2 become very useless, become very oversupply. And that's why you see the returns is still like okay. But the make a lot of money one is a 3 and 4 beta. Lah. So that's why I say if you want to buy something for keep or at least a good property, 3 beta. Lah. Minimally, 3 beta 2 buff is the smallest compact 3 beta you can buy. Ma. Yeah, and at this video, in this time of recording, the cheapest right now is about 1.3 million for a 3-bed 2-bath. That's an OCR near MRT and shopping mall compact 3-bedder. And it's less than 10 years old. This is the 最便宜的 1.3, which means you need about 370K down payment. 370K include all the taxes, last stamp duty all in already. 1.3 million equals to 370,000 cash and CPF. If you've got this money, you can start already. So I take some question. Will the new measure affect appreciation even if it's a good property? Okay, that's a very legit question. Okay, as we all know, during the 4 years at that time, the appreciation was not as good because of the market at that time. I can't really, if I use the market at that time, it's not a very good example of the market now. So what I can say now is, in the last 3 years, good properties appreciated, okay, less than 2 million type of property. If you buy less than 2 million type of property in good areas, I repeat, if you buy a property less than 2 million last 3 years, you have made 150K per year excluding rental. What a lot. Eh? Yeah, because most of my family members bought resale, and most of them bought less than 2 million. They make 150K per year for the last 3 years per year, which is about 450 to 500K capital appreciation. And you add in rental income another 100, about 500K, 500, 550. So that's why I say moving forward, if you feel that there may be people, there may be impact of appreciation. So we don't talk about 3 years, 500. Okay, so 3 years previously is 500, 3 years. That's why I say, you want to be conservative. 100, 3 years. 100, 3 years, okay? So 100, 3 years plus, 100, 4 years. Every year, 100. So instead of 100, instead of previously 500, 3 years, now we say 400, 4 years. And even to be conservative, 400, 4 years, including rental income. If you want to be more conservative, 80 per year. So 80 times 4, 320 plus your rental, 350 for 4 years. That's the worst. We talk about worst. Then like that. Okay. If you are waiting for Eric to say lose money, 不可能, 不可能. No, because the areas that you buy is super high in demand, evergreen market, which is OCR and City Fringe, you won't lose money. The only thing is make how much. If you are looking to lose, 很难. 很难 lose money. Because demand and supply. You need to buy, the product must be good. If everyone, like example, La Bubu, okay, everyone, I don't like La Bubu, but if you know La Bubu, like La Bubu, right? I don't even know La Bubu how much. But why La Bubu become, is it getting more and more expensive? I don't know. But if let's say La Bubu increase price, why they increase? Because there are more demand. Same thing, if a property project, near good amenities, near MRT, near good school, everything, all this, they still got people want to buy one. What? So example, school is a very good example. If you buy near elite school, you know, I have one-to-one members. Okay, education is very important. So every year, to enlist their kids to the elite school, every year, every parent, most of the parents will try to buy into a property. So there are such property. Every year, whether or not their kid will go into a school, they will just try to buy, they will buy the property. Whether or not they were going to school, but because they want the 1 kilometer to the school. So these are evergreen. Don't tell me. Okay, of course, there are sway cases whereby a school move. Don't talk about those, which is very rare. But you talk about good school, these are some of the factors that you can look at. So to buy good property, you just need to buy good properties with good upside, with evergreen market, bad market can make, good market can still make. Just buy this and don't buy too expensive. That means new launch is not the way to go. Because new launch, being new, is more expensive. You buy resale. Doesn't mean new launch make the most and resale won't catch up. There is always a healthy gap in between of them, which I taught in the video. I always say about $50 per get, right? So if you use such formula and if you know all this strategy, which I do every day, I will know, currently this is undervalued. Currently this is not undervalued. Currently this is overvalued. Then we should choose to buy which type of property. Market changes will just change accordingly. So these are being taught in the 2 days program. Of course, for the one-to-one is, I tell you to buy what, just buy. Don't waste time. People come to look for me, within 1 month they buy. This is my, I force them to buy. Yeah. So I tell them, I expected you to do this. Then you do. So for one-to-one, I'm your coach. I tell you do what you do. Then of course you say, Eric, I have requirements. Tell me. Eric, I have feng shui requirement. Okay lah. You check your feng shui already, everything done. Then you come to me. Then I'll tell you what to buy. It's a teamwork overall. Okay, so let's come back to question. Will RTS affect the property? A lot of people say, oh, once RTS is done, Woodland property become chewy, or the renter you will not be good anymore. Okay, more, there's definitely impact, but whether it's good or bad impact, I think it's still good impact lah. So people will, okay, but you see, staying in Singapore and staying in JB, it's very different one lah. I mean, I got people who really travel up and down, just because they want to save money. They tell me, Eric, I cannot lah. We tried for 2 months, we cannot. I think Singapore is safer lah. Yeah, lor. Yes, I am. Wow, who is this person? I am one-to-one with Eric. Just take the course as insurance for buying good property. Don't be penny-wise, pound foolish. Wow, you see, all my one-to-one. Wow, I'm all very good. Hey, thank you. Wow, what's your name? Okay, anyway, thank you very much for saying very nice things. But anyway, there are good properties. There are many good ones. Okay, I tell you why sometimes when I see, you know, every day I look at properties, I look at transacted properties, and I see that, hey, why got cheap property? And every time when I see good value properties and it's not bought by my one-to-one member, I will be damn fed up. Because if you are very focused looking for at this project, this property should be bought by you. And any one of my one-to-one member who didn't buy that means they didn't do their homework. So that's where I'm very fed up. So sometimes I got very good deals. I'm looking for my members to buy. But some of them like, not in time to buy because they haven't sold their place. Okay, that one fine. That one is legit, can't buy. Then got people say, oh, really? What really? I didn't saw that listing. See me, didn't see. You know, sometimes I'm wondering, are you using Property Guru and 99.co, the Singapore version or the China version? Why I can see the listing, you cannot see it? You know, sometimes it's just like that. I don't know why. Why sometimes people can buy good one and yet you can't buy? Why? One thing, you never do. Come on, blame yourself. Because everything is online. Whether or not you will do or not, I will know. Because it's a teamwork. Before you buy, you let me know which listing, which unit number. That's when I will give you the value of my value. And you can only buy up to my value and skip it if it's above my value. So there's always a cut-off price. So sometimes if I say the value is 2 million and yet it's transact, maybe I say value 2 million, first offer 1.95, and somebody got it at 1.96 and you never offer, means you never do homework. I say already, I fed up. So there's a lot of good properties out there. It's just that you, Signa, all the one-to-one never do anything. Eric, wow, one-to-one best investment in my life. I forgotten who are you. Okay, everyone, I'm so sorry. I see people every day. So I want to apologize if I forgot about you. Okay, so got Jermaine say, agent told me don't listen to online teaching. Don't listen. Then listen to who? Let's play a game, everyone. Let's play a game. Since property is a $1 million purchase, let's play a game. You try to buy on your own. Then who you should listen to? You try lah, everyone, you try. That's why I say, most of people say, come on lah, just pay the little money, go for the one-to-one or the online course. Come on, you will worth everything. Then you will know there are so many things that I cannot share online, but I'll be sharing in the 2 days program. I can't share online because if I share online, everyone hate me. But I say, I don't care whether everyone hate me, but some things are to be kept secret. Why should I tell everyone, right? So it's good to know those people who are more experienced. Then you come, then you learn. You learn really, don't tell anyone. They can do for your own self. Everything you have learned, you benefit your own first lah. You want to help your friends, you tell your friends later on. That's why I say, the best of all, Gwen, if you don't want to, you want to try, you want to anyhow try to buy, go and try. Those people want to buy new launch without watching my review. Walao, I like you. Your balls as big as the Transformer metal ball. Wow, this one I respect. I like those, you know what's my love of property? I like overseas property. Everyone, you know, I tell you one thing. I like overseas property. if you are my very good friend, you know I'll like, hey, the webinar already linked, I already put on the top right corner or top left corner. Okay. I tell you why I like overseas property. It's not because of the rental yield. And it's not because of appreciation. I want to be so hot until I want to buy anything I want. Even if it lose 50% one, 50% value, I lose 50%. These are the real hua kueis, guys, really. Those hua kuei that buy luxury property in Orchard, they lose 50, don't say 50, they lose 20-30%, they lose a million. I mean, if you see all my, some of my, like what Cascadian, all the W residences in Sentosa, they lose 1 million, they lose 2 million. Come on, guys. These are the real hua kueis that I want to be. I want to buy property, lose 1 million, and I got no feeling. Man. Cha, che, 1 million only. Yeah, this is the kind of level that we should be. But not most of us now. We need to make so much money until later on we buy such property that we lose. No, like, it's a joke. Everyone is a joke. Everyone is a joke. Everyone don't like to lose money. Okay. But it's really, I always want to know who are the profile of all the buyers that lose $1 million one. Walao eh. I think some of them billionaire in maybe other country, and they pay ABSD just for fun or what, wash money. I don't know. But wow, these are the real hua kuei until power. Now these are the real hua kueis. We are the pirated one. Okay, so guys, got people say Jermaine benefit from selling those UK property. Of course lah. If you sell something, you will make money from it ma. Fair. So I think it's fair. So property agents sell something and you make money from it, I think it's fair they are paid what. But in today's market, it's sadly not the case. You sell every shit product, good or bad, you still make money ma. So that's the reason you need to be selective by what agents tell you. And I really okay, so everyone, before I end the video, I'll tell you why resale property is still the way to go. I tell you first, in the last 3 years, in the last three, four years, now the thing is not 3 years anymore, now it's four years. So in the last 3-4 years, only two new launch projects outperform resale. You want to guess? Everyone come. Hey, two or three. Come, make a guess. Which new launch in the last 3-4 years outperform resale? Oh, AI, oh, yeah, Hostel or Treasure, I've forgotten. Okay, then a few. 3-4 years. No, lah, Jadescape 很早的啦. Okay, I just go through. Okay, Treasure outperform me. Treasure okay only. Okay only. Jadescape is longer ma. Clavon, I think outperform. Penrose outperform. Reserve, maybe, but I can't say Reserve first because they haven't sub sale. Pasir Ris 8, they outperform. Walao, you know how much Pasir Ris 8 make money? If you watch back my three years ago, Pasir Ris 8 is one of my top new launch at that time because developer on day one, they sell them cheap. And who knows they sell so cheap? So you see, so it's sometimes based on whether you try or you follow the right people. They buy like 1.8 or 1.9 million. They make like 600-700K one. Yeah, so it's always okay. What is perform? Performance means you buy cheap and you make 700-800. Because some projects like Momentum Park, I just done Momentum Park, they bought 2.9 million and they make 700 plus. They bought 2.9 plus million and they sold 3.7 plus million, so they make 700 plus, but they bought 2.9 plus to make 700 plus. Pasir Ris 8 is they bought 1.7 or 1.8 and they make 700. Penrose same thing, they bought like don't know what shit kind of price and they make like wow, crazy 900. Okay, so that's why I'm very happy for those people who, I see, I got people say, oh, Pasir Ris 8, 2 bed, 2 bath, I bought 1.24 and sold 1.65, means this fella, Hua Kui fella, made 410K for 2 bed, 2 bath. Oh, that's freaking good. Usually I say 2 bed, you make about 200, 250, good ones. This is freaking good. At 1.24, you can make 400. So that's why I say, resale can also make this kind of money. So in the end, in summary, you can talk about Penrose, Pasir Ris 8, Treasure, Claiborne. Maybe five of them. In the last 3 years, everyone, in the last 3 years, got how many new launches? Yeah? I can't count. 100, 200, 100. 100 new launch, five perform better than resale. Then what tells you? It's either you choose the best one, or go resale. The resale, everyone make a lot of money. Yeah. So that's the reason I tell you, it's good to be updated. And you need to follow someone who are so, so passionate about property. I think whole Singapore only got me. So upcoming, I'll do your upper house. Oh, my favorite. Opus, Opas, Opas. Upper house, what? It's what? Forgotten. One more. Promenade, pick. Pick. River something. Okay, so guys, it's time to you see, got someone say, oh, I bought Como should be Park Como lah. I bought Park Como for 920k and they sold 1.09. So how much you make? You make 800, You bought 920, you sell 1.09. 90k, 90 plus 80, 170k. Okay, lor. Wait, guys, still one more thing. Hey, please come and join my Instagram, my IG. So in the IG, also got a Huat channel. Go and join the Huat channel. Okay, that's Huat channel. What is this? Oh, 这样看到吗? Go and join Huat channel. And I'll also put the link. We put the link there. The webinar link, I also put there. It's a good 46 minutes of talk. So I hope, in the end, I want to encourage you, the 4 years cooling measure is not about selling. It's about buying a good property and clock it as soon as possible. It's like people tell you, oh, I bought my property in 2020, oh, Hua Kui. Oh, I bought my property 2018. I bought my property 2022. These are Hua Kui because they bought early. So it's all about buying early, not about, oh, I can only sell 4 years. Sell 4 years is okay, guys. It's when are you going to buy? Okay, so guys, this is the impact. Good properties continue to perform. If you think you are very scared, instead of performing 150K, we say 100K per year. So if you think, oh, I think the property market will chew 80K per year. And I'm referring to good properties, which you'll be learning in the 2 days program. And see you live on Thursday, 9 p.m. Thursday. Register, then you can watch. If you don't register, you will miss it. And sayonara, then you go for next batch. go and click. Already pin. Go and click on here. I'm going to pin everywhere. YouTube, Huat channel, Telegram, also got channel. I'll just put there. See you at 4. I'll make a very interesting 1.5 hours webinar for you on Thursday. So guys, thank you very much for tuning in and see you on Thursday. And tomorrow, watch my auto place. See you guys. Thank you. Jai Jian. Okay, let's end one by one. And yeah.